beer, it's not healthy. The yerek and vegetables. So the chur, you say vegetables are no good for you. So why are you telling me you shouldn't live in a city that doesn't have vegetables? Here's mash, the vegetables are beer, are big. And the Gemara like Kasha. Hold the tumi v'kasi, hold me v'shai yarki. One is talking about onions and scallions, and one is talking about other vegetables. So Rashi has two pshatim here. Rashi says, tumi v'kasi, loy maili kach shemati. As I heard over from my Rebbe, Poshid, that tumi v'kasi is no good. Onions and scallions are no good. And onions and leek. These are no good. The near Rebbeinu Rashi himself said no. Tumi v'kasi maili. These are two good vegetables. Lochitanya. Chamisha dvorim nemru b'shum. There are five things said about garlic. Mashbia, it fills you up. Mashkin and mitzvah upon it makes you look nice. Omar b'sazera v'horri kina shebemayin. It kills a kina, a tapeworm in your stomach. Okarisha nami tanya b'brochis. The yofin l'vnei mayin. So Rashi's fakir. That these things are good. His garlic and leek is good. Mashenk and other vegetables are no good. Yeah. Alright, stop here. Oh, no. That's Nunvov. Oh, not Nunvov, yeah. Shal was about a yerek. The shal is yerek good or yerek is bad. Vegetables. Ross is like kashya. Ho betumi de karsi. This is by garlic and by leeks. Ho leek, ho be shar yarki. By other type of yerokas. So Rashi has two pshotim. One pshat is that tumi and karsi is bad. And Rashi says he doesn't like that. Rashi rather say that garlic and leek, those are good. And shar yarki are no good. Kedatanya, like we learned. Shum yerek. Shum garlic is called the yerek, is called a vegetable. Karishin type of leek, that's chatzi yerek. That has to be like a half of a type of a vegetable. Now, nira tsnoin, if somebody sees a radish, you should know nira sam chayim. He sees something good. A sam chayim for life. Mashma radishes are good. For the more of tanya, we learned nira tsnoin, nira sam hamovis. If you see a radish, if I care, it's like you're seeing poison. More like kasha. Hobo olin can be moist. One is the leaves, the top green of the radish, that's no good. And can be moist, that's the bulb, the radish itself, that's good. Yeah, Rashi, all in Rashi's caution, the leaves, that's no good, that's bad. Imoyis, yofin. Imoyis, sharshin. That's the roots, the part of the radish that we eat. Right, the can be moist, achama, can be moist, achishomen. Rashi, imoyis, achama, in the summertime is yofin. Shemetzanen es aguf. It cools off the guf. In the winter, caution, it's no good because you're cold anyway. It's no good to eat something that makes you cold. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav. Kol ir, sheyesh bo mailos u'mordos. In the city, there are a lot of hills that go upwards and then you have to go downwards. It's not a flat city. The roads are not flat. The roads are very bumpy. You have to go up and down. Yishno odem u'behemesh shebo meisim chatzi yameim. The people and the animals will die half the time. Because the pressure they have to work so hard from walking up and walking down, it makes them weak. For the Gemara makes them so that the does the mamish make you die. Ela'ema maskinim. Bechatzi yameyin. It makes them older when they're only half their life. In other words, it makes you older. Since you have to walk so hard to go up and go down, it's bad for the goof. Trashi maskinim afnei ha-tarich. There's such a tircha to walk up the hills and walk down the hills, it's no good. Omer Rav Huna, b'rei de Rav Yeshua. Hani Mulaisa. Mulaisa is the same thing. These are hills going up and then going down again. The Veiveri, or else the Veinarish, is as Iskanun. It made us old. For the same Svara, since you had to walk up and down, it made us old when we're still young. Shrashi Vnei Veirish of Veinarish, Beza Yoris, Vyesh Ben Zuluzu, Mila Sumurdus, Vahen Mulaisa. There are roads going up and then roads going down, and that's like Mulaisa. It's Iskanun, Zatrashi, Hiskinuni. It made us old. From the tirch of walking up and walking down, it makes you old. By the Tana Rabbonin. Bo l'rivo mirava b'ribuya oilam. We had before, let's say you have the city that's a circle. The choyma, even if you have mamash a choyma going around the city, the locha is you don't count the tchum outside the choyma, but first you put a square around the city. First you make it squared, you gain on the deal the extra corners, you make a square around the city, and then you make the tchum around it. Now, how do you make the square first? How do you put the square around the circle? Is bol a river, if you want to make a square around the city that's circled, marva b'ribuy olam, make it squared upon the way the world is. was make the north going straight across on the north side of the world. The south, west, east. Now, the way the world is, east, north, south of the way, of the world, that's the way you should make the boundaries of the city. That means nois in tzvayna litzofen olam. You want to put the boundary on the north side of the city, do it the north way, the northern side of the world. Udroima, the south side of the city, is also darim olam, to the south side of the world. V'simnecha. Now how are we supposed to know what's the north of the world and what's the south of the world? If you know astrology in the mazalos and shemayim is eglo b'tzofen, the mazal looks like eglo, like a wagon, is on the north side. V'akroi v'dorim. The mazal looks like a snake, that's on dorim. If you know the mazalos, you can look in Shemayim and you see that this mazal is on the north side and this mazal on the Durham, the south side. Trashi, nois saint sfrein litzofen olam adroim adoron olam. For loibi al achsun reshel olam. Don't make your square like it should be like slanty of the world. In other words, upon the way the world is, it'll look like a diamond. Like we had this picture before in Rashi here, the left picture in Rashi. Could be the square, this ear, like you can make it squared to look like the diamond inside. But that's not the same north as the world is. Like the outer square is the way the north-south of the world is. So when you go to make it squared, do it the north-south of the world, and don't make it like a diamond shape to be slanty of the world. Trashi, Simnecha. You don't know where the north of the world is, where the south is. Mazal is saying, these are type of mazal stars in the Shemayim. So if you are a bokin, these mazalas, you'll be able to tell. You see Akrib is on the Dorim, and you'll see Egla is upon Sofim. We have Yosu. If you don't know how to tell which is the north side of the world, which is the south side of the world, and vice versa, also, you don't know how to tell the mazalos. You can't look in Shemayim. You can't tell by the stars. So you don't know where you are, what's the north, what's the south. You don't know how to put the square around the circle. Is marbo kimin ha-tekufa. There's another way to know the north and the south of the world. That's by the tekufa. That's the mahalach of the sun. The way the sun rises in the morning and sets at night, the mahalach of the sun, that's also the way you can tell where Sofen is and where Durham is. How do you know this? Ketzad. Chama yoitza b'yoyim oruch v'shrekas b'yoyim oruch. The sun always comes up on Mizrach side, and it always sets at night, it comes down on Marav. So it comes up, chama yoitza b'yoyim oruch. Yoyim oruch means the long days, that's in Tammuz. In Tammuz v'shrekas b'yoyim oruch. Who are then it comes down again at the night time in Tammuz? Is Zel Pnei Tzofen. That's how you tell where the Tzofen side of the world is. In other words, on this time, in the summer times of the month, the sun comes out all the way on Tzofen side, Mizrach, all the way up on the Tzofen side, and we'll see the sun always travels Durham. It makes like a little turn, and then it comes down again here again on the Tzofen side, Marv. So the kids, if you know where the sun came up, where it came out, and where the sun came down on the long days of Tammuz, you know that's the Tzofen side. That's the Tzofen side of the world. Mashenke Nisin, the sun goes straight down. That's Mamish Biemtza Rikiyam. A Nisin time, the time when the days are Mamish equal, half and half, then the sun travels straight down. It comes up in Mizrach, and it goes straight down to Marav. And in the short times of the year, that's in Tevis, then Fakir, then the sun comes up in Durham, and Mamish goes straight across down again Durham. That's in the winter. So the kids in the winter, you'll know where Durham is. And the summer, you'll be able to tell where Tzofen is, because that's where the sun comes up, and that's where the sun goes down again. Looks like inside. Keta. Chama yoitza b'yoyim oruch, the long days, that's in Tammuz, v'shakas b'yoyim oruch, zeo p'nei Tzofen. That's called the Tzofen side of the world. Chama yoitza b'yoyim kotzer, in the winter, in Teves, if the shakas b'yoyim kotzer, zeo p'nei Durham. That's Durham side. The sun then always comes up by Mizrach, but it's on the Dorim side of Mizrach, and it comes down again on the Dorim side of Marav. Tekufas Nisan, what about the middle of the year, when the days are equal? Nisan time, or else Tekufas Tishrei, when the days are equal, then Chama Yotza Bechatzi Mizrach, the sun comes up in the morning, Mamish, in the middle of Mizrach side, V'Shekas Bechatzi Marav, and it sets, on Marav's side also Bechatzi. It goes straight across in Nisan and in Tishrei. Shenema, the Pasuk in Kehelet says, Hoyloch el Durim, the sun travels towards Dorim, v'soyvez el Tzofim, then it comes back again to Tzofim. And the pasuk says, Hoylach el Dorim, what does that mean? Now, Darshan, what does the pasuk mean? Hoylach el Dorim, the sun always travels towards Dorim. That means we're saying now, in the when the days are long, the sun comes up on Tzofim side, north. But the Ma'aseh said, always travels towards Dorim, it's always traveling this way. So Zoe makes a little turn, and then it comes down here again. Later, by Nisan already, it went towards Dorim, just comes straight down. And in Tevis, it's mamish all the way by Dorim, and it goes straight across on Dorim side. So the kids, it starts off on Tzofim side, the long days, but it's always called traveling, it travels towards Dorim. It travels towards Dorim, then it comes down again towards Maruf. No. We'll see. Shenema hoylech el Dorim v'soyviz, el Tzofim. Is hoylech el Dorim v'yoyim. In the daytime, the sun goes Dorim side. V'soyviz el Tzofim balaylam. When does it turn back again to come up to Tzofim side? That's at nighttime. His nighttime is called Loshen Soyviz. It like goes back again. We don't see the sun at nighttime. It's like Soyviz like makes a turn and goes back to where it starts up again in the morning. So the daytime is called the Hoylech, it's traveling. We see it traveling. At nighttime it's called the Soyviz. It turns around backwards and comes up again. Is Soyviz al Tzofim. Is Balayla Soyviz. Hoylech al Dorim, Bayoim, the Soyviz al Tzofim Balayla. Now, Soyviz, Soyviz, Yehoylech Haruach. This is the end of the Pasuk. That Soyviz, Soyviz, Hoylech Haruach means it's still turning around and around and it's going. The sun is traveling. Eilo Pnei Mizrach or Pnei Marav. This means the face of Mizrach and the face of Marav. That the sun, what does that mean? Pomim Halchosan. Sometimes the sun is traveling, going. So Rashi learns Malchosan means Biyoim. In the daytime it's called the sun is traveling. Pomim Misavavosan. And sometimes the sun is traveling backwards. Rashi learns Misavavosan means at nighttime the sun comes down. So Kitsa, the sun really goes from Mizrach to Marav. In the daytime it's called the Hoylach, like we see it coming down. And at nighttime it's called the Soyviz, if it goes back again, back up again. Let's see Rashi inside now. Rashi Chama Yaitza B'yayim Oruch Oysa Ruach Sha'ata Roya Shechama Yaitza B'yayim Oruch. In the long days, in the summer, when you see the sun coming up, Shoyim Tkufas Tamiz Yaitza B'tzidi Echad V'shekas Po'isa Ruach Atzma B'tzidi Acher. The same side, on the Tzofen side, that's where the sun starts to come out, and that's where the sun comes down again on the Tzofen side. Zel Pnei Tzofen, that's Tzofen. Lefi Shechama L'Olam B'yayim, in the daytime the sun always travels, Mi Mizrach, it starts off always on top, on Mizrach side, it always starts off on Mizrach. L'Dorim, and it's always traveling towards Dorim. The sun is always traveling towards Dorim. Malech, as Kriyom Makro, like the Pasuk says, Hoylech El Dorim. The sun travels towards Dorim, towards the south side. Because it always starts on the north, and when it comes down to go to the west, it always moves out a little bit towards the south, towards Dorim. V'halicha sachama b'yoyim hi. When does the travel called halicha, the sun is traveling, that's b'yoyim. Avu b'layla at night, t'aneinu hoylich. We don't see it travel at night. El esoyvev michutz l'kipah. It turns around underneath the world, like underneath the kippah, we don't see it. Uv'yoyim oruch, in the long days, oymedes bekerim mizrachis svoynis. The sun starts out all the way up on top on Mizrach, on Tzofen side. That's where the sun starts out. Umalechas Mizrach Dorim, it makes like a little arch. It goes a little bit towards the south side. Umariv, v'shoykas bekerim svoynis marovis. When it comes down again, at nighttime, it's back on the same Tzofen side, the same star that started out in the morning. That's where it's at. Uvalayla at nighttime, Soyviz Pnei Tzofen, it goes all the way back on the Tzofen side. Ulamachras Sayem, the next day, it's a little bit outer. So that's the way the sun travels. As the kids in the long days, if you want to know where Tzofen side is, if you look where the sun came out, and when the sun went down, that is called Tzofen side. That's how you know where Tzofen of the world is. If you look at the long days of the year, you know where Tzofen is. Right now, Rashi just said that every day it goes a little bit, the sun every day moves over a little bit. Like if it started out here all the way at the corner, the next day comes, starts out a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. Until Mamish Nisan time, it's Mamish in the middle. And then it goes straight down. Okay, so the sun is always traveling Durham. Starts out at Tzofen, the sun is always traveling towards Durham side. Till you come to Tishrei, the Yemtza HaMizrach, then it's Mamish in the middle. It's on the Mizrach, but in the middle. Then it just travels straight down to Marav.
That's why you have equal time. Still, the rest of the year, the sun is still traveling towards Durham side. When it comes up, when it comes down, it's always traveling towards the south. Until it comes in the middle of the winter, it comes Tavis time, then it's mamash at the corner already, Bekeren Mizrachas Dremis. Then it's at the south side already, it starts off the Mizrach, and it travels straight down Durim, till it comes to Marav. Or Malechas Durim Levadah, it only travels then on the south side. V'shaykas Bekeren Mizrachas Dremis. V'ayin of the Koma, Chama Yoytse B'yoyim Kotzer, V'shaykas B'yoyim Kotzer Zel Pnei Durim. It's in the winter time, that's how you know where Durim is. You see where the sun comes up. When the sun comes down, it comes down on Durham side. So in the winter, you know where Durham is. In the summer, you know where Tzofen is. So that's how you can tell where Tzofen and where Durham is. And where Mizrach and Marav, that's Poshut, you always know. Because wherever the sun comes up, that side is always Mizrach. Whenever the sun goes down, that's always Marav. So the kids are, by the way the sun travels throughout the year, you're able to tell upon this world where is north and where is south. Fact of Rashi, Pnei Mizrach Umarav Pom Mahalchis means Rashi learns v'yoyim. That means v'yomim ha'aruchim pomim, and it goes. And pomim is avosim. When do we say the sun comes back? That's balayla b'yomei tzkufas tevis. So Rashi learns that when the Gemara says the last part of the pasuk is hoylich, soyvev hoylich haruach. That means elo pnei mizruch or pnei mariv. That means pomim mahalchosin or pomim is avosim. Rashi learns so it means that daytime is traveling and at nighttime it's going back underneath. The Mitzvah doesn't work that pshat. The Mitzvah learns Mahalechis means a lusher when the sun in travels by beginning. That's in the long in the summer in Tammuz when the sun makes a turn. He learns that's called Hilich. When the sun's root it starts out at Sofen and throughout the day comes down towards Durham, then comes down again. That's called Lashon Hilich. A Lashon Seidah he learns is when the sun travels straight down. And it's not Nisan. When the sun goes straight down, that's called Seviv. That's what he learns Pshat. His Pavim is Avosan, Pavim Mahachosan means different times of the year. Sometimes the sun root is like a curve, and sometimes the sun root is straight down. Okay. So that's how you know how the world is, the north and the south side of the world. Omer Rav Misharshia, Lesnai Elohani Kloli. He doesn't like these Klolim. The Tanya learned like this. He learned the sun never came out on the top on the north side. It never started out on the north side. And it never came down with Shekas on the north side of Marav. That's never the way the root of the sun is. And the sun never came up all the way on Durham side. And came down on Durham side. Hey, so according to our Mishashi, the sun always travels straight down. Mamish in the middle of Pnei Mizrach, the sun always comes straight down to Pnei Marav. That's the way he learns. Trashi l'snai l'ani klali, klali, the Armin and Liel, cham me'yotze b'yemorach, oi b'tchila sayayim, b'tchila salayla, he doesn't hold like this. To get to according to our Mishashi, you won't be able to tell from the sun where north is and where south is, because according to him, the sun always travels straight down. Omar Shmuel, Ain't kufas nisin noifeles ella v'yarbo revi hayoyim. When does kufas nisin really begin? This man the Yom holds that nisin is the bria salem. That's when the world was first created. That's when Hakadosh Baruch Hu first put the planets into orbit. That was on leo revi. Hakadosh Baruch Hu put them into orbit. Is that's when nisin was? Is ain't kufas nisin noifeles? Now the next year. So when Hakadosh Baruch Hu first put the kufa in orbit, it was Leil Revi. It was at the beginning of the night. Now the next year, when is it going to come again that the Tkufa is going to start over again? When will Nisan start over again? It comes out that it's the difference between one year and another year, a days by the Chama is 365 days. And a quarter of 6 hours. Now, if you make that by seven, it comes out to be 52 weeks. So you have 52 weeks, that will be exactly again the next year. The Tkufas Nisan should also come out on a Wednesday. But it's exactly 52 weeks plus a day and a quarter. A day and a quarter, a day and a quarter. That's how much the difference between this, if you divide 365 by 7, you get 52 weeks. It's plus an extra day and a quarter.
So the kids, the next year, Nisan, where is it going to come out? So it'll come out a day later, because it's 52 weeks. So if today was Wednesday night, it was Tuesday night, the next year it's going to be Wednesday night, and it's going to be a quarter of a day later. Of a quarter of a day later means it'll be 6 hours later. So 6 hours later, it's saying, Ein tkufas nisan nefeles elom, b'yavor rivi hayom. It always comes out, it has to be like one of the quarters of the day. Like take the day and divide them into quarters. In other words, you have either chatzais at night or chatzais in the daytime, and then either 6 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the afternoon. That's when the tkufa would always come out. Because it's always a day later and one quarter more. So one quarter always comes out, you divide the day into quarters, it always comes out a day later and a quarter later than the year before. So it's always by the quarters of the day, that's when Tkufa Nisan will come out. Is Oy B'Tchilas Hayom, it's either the beginning of the day, Oy B'Tchilas Halayla, or else the beginning of the night, Oy B'Chatzi Hayom, or else Chatzais of the day, Oy B'Chatzi Halayla, or else B'Chatzi Halayla. That's when Tkufa Nisan will come out every year. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Lefi, the second big line, Rashi. Lefi Shamoyros Nitlo B'Tchilas Ler Revi B'Shabbos. We're going at the man the yom, the world was created in Nisan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Moiris into the Rekia, it was the beginning Tuesday night. It's 365 days, and 6 hours. That's the year of the sun. Let's make it into 7 days, let's make it into weeks. You're missing a day and a quarter of a day. There are 52 weeks in the year, plus another day and a quarter. Nimtzus, Tkufas Nisan Mishana Bo, the second year of the Bria Soilom, you know when Tkufas Nisan will come out? It's going to be a day later, plus another quarter of a day. It'll come out Mishana Bo, Bechati Laila, in the middle of the night. Since the first year, Bechati Leil Chamishi, it's Wednesday night, Bechati Sais Laila. Since the year before, it was put up Tuesday night. At the beginning of the night, so the next year it's a day later, plus another quarter of a day. So it comes out the Chatzais Laila. Lashon HaShlishis, on the third year, Betchilas Yom Vav, give it another full day, plus another quarter of a day, comes out at the beginning of the sixth day. Lashon HaRevias, Bechatzai Yom Shabbos, V'chein Yerlam. That's the way it always travels. Good. V'chein Yerlam. Yom Ruvi, Dein Tekufa Shon, L'Tekufa Shon HaBo. There's always a day and a quarter between one Tekufa of this year and the next year. L'Yerlam Kain, it always ends at one of these quarters. Whereas the Tkufa always starts out Nisan one of the quarters of the day, either by Chatzais or the beginning of the day. Chatzais Laila or the beginning of the night. That's how Nisan works. Right? V'yein Tkufas Tamis. Now Tkufas Tamis, the Tkufas work, a Tkufa is 91 days later and 7 hours and a half. We'll soon see the Gemara says this. One tkufa from another tkufa is 91 days later and 7.5 hours. Now 91 days is comes out to 7. It comes out to be 13 weeks. So it comes out 13 weeks later. That's very good. Again, it's the same day. If tkufas nisan start out now Tuesday night, so tkufas tamiz will be 13 weeks later. It'll also be Tuesday night. But there's 7.5 hours difference. It's 91 days and 7.5 hours. So it's going to come out the same day, just 7.5 hours later. That's what Tkufas Tamis will come out. V'yein Tkufas Tamis Mefeles, Elo, Oy V'echo Dumachta, if last year it was B'chatzois, so 7.5 hours later would be 1.5 hour, by B'yachas V'machta. Oy V'shevo Machta, or else if last year came out B'chatzois, now it'll come out 7.5. Bein B'yayim Bein B'layla, either by day or by night, that's how you get it. Whenever Nisan came out, whenever Tkufas Nisan came out, Tkufas Tamiz will be 7.5 hours later. Because it's exactly 13 weeks later, so the same day, just it has another 7.5 hours, it's 7.5 hours later. See Rashi? V'yein Tkufas Tamiz, Noifeles Ela B'yachas U'machtza, Oy V'shevo Machtza, Oy V'yoyim Abalayla. So Rashi, check it, Tkufas Nisan, Noifeles B'tchilas Hayom. Let's say Nisan started at the beginning of the day. Oysa Shotamiz b'shivu machta. Then Shotamiz will start 7.5 hours later, the 7.5 hour of the day. V'yoyim.
Ugashatkufas Nisin, the Chatzia Yoim, when it started at the 6 o'clock in the day, it shall tamiz the Yechro Machta Balaila. It's 7.5 hours later. So 6 hours later is the beginning of the night, and at 1.5 hours of the night, that's when it'll start. Because the shino of the day is one tkufa from another tkufa is 7.5 hours later. Like we'll soon see later. That's the cheshbon. One tkufa to another tkufa is exactly 13 weeks later, just plus 7.5 hours. So whenever Nisan started, Tammuz starts 7.5 hours later. Fighter, tomorrow, v'yein tkufas tishrei nefeles, oi b'sholish shoyis, oi b'tisha shoyis. The same thing, because it's 7.5 hours after the one before. So the one before started either at 1.5, or else at 7.5, so you have 7.5 more hours later, it's either b'sholish shoyis, or else oi b'tisha shoyis. Hey, so if tkufas tamiz was at 1.5, so then the next one will be at 9. If the one before if the one before was at Shevel Machzor, then the next one will come out for Shol Shoyis. Is Bein Bayon Bein Balayla. That's the Cheshbon. Again, 7.5 hours later. The Ain't the Kufas Tevis, same thing now, Kufas Tevis. That's the next Kufa. That's another 13 weeks later, plus 7.5 hours. Nefeles Elom. Oy the arbo machzor, either 4.5, oy the esra machzor, or else 10.5. Bein b'yom bein b'layla, either at day or at night. That's this cheshbon. It's always 7.5 hours later than the one before. Now it's mazmir. V'yein bein tkufa l'tkufa. So the kids are throughout the year. There are four different tkufas, like four different seasons. There's the summer, there's the fall, there's the winter, and there's the spring. There's four different tkufas. Now, v'yein bein tkufa l'tkufa elatishim v'yechad yoyim. There are 91 days between one tkufa and another tkufa, so that's exactly 13 weeks, v'sheva shoyis umachta, and 7.5 hours. That's why we always have to add another 7.5 hours when the next tkufa will come out. Now, v'yein tkufa moyshechas mechaverta elachatisho. It only goes into a half an hour, one tkufa into another tkufa. Now Rashi says this means every hour of the day has like another mazel. There's the mazel Koichov, there's mazel like the different planets we had. Shiva Koichov Leches, right. So every hour has another Koichov, another simon. From the size, if one is 7.5 hours, so it's the seventh hour, so the tkufa before was the first half an hour of Koichov. The next half an hour is the next tkufa. Someone says both the kufas share a half an hour in the same koichiv, in the same mazel. That's what it means. Since it one ends 7.5, and the next one starts right then, so from 7 to 8 is like one koichiv. Either it's, let's see Rashi. Shimish Rashi, Yusidim Aluchim, Mishamish Koichiv Yachiv Levona. On the fifth line from the bottom here. The way it starts off is Echav Shabbos Mishamish Koichiv. That's the first one. V'Yachrov Levona, V'Yachrov Shapsai, V'Yachrov Tzedek, then Madim, then Chama, then Noiga. Harei Zayin Shoyis. These are the 7 hours. V'Chozem Chalila. It always travels over and over again. Nimtza Shori Shaina L'Yem Echav Shabbos Chama, V'Yachrov Noiga. So the Kitzah, when one Tkuf ends, since it ends at 7.5 hours, let's say it's the Milut Tzedek, and the next Kufa starts that half an hour on. So they both share one mazel. So for half an hour, they're both in the same mazel, because they're both in the same hour of the day. That's the lashon of V'ein Tkufa Moshechus Mechaverta Elechatisho. That they both split the same mazel for half an hour. V'yom HaShmuel Ein Lecho Tkufas Nisin Shenefelas Betzedik. If it ever came out that Tkufas Nisin would come out on the hour of the day of the mazel tzedek, you should know it's so strong that she'enim ha'sheveres esilonis. There'd be such a strong wind because of that, and a mamash break all the trees. V'ein locho tkufas tevis. It never came out the tkufa of the winter. She'nefeles b'tzedek. So will start at the beginning of the hour of tzedek. She'enim yaveshes esazroim. It'll be so hot then that it'll dry up all the zroim, everything that's growing on the ground. For who the yisialad levona, and this is only true if the levona of that chodesh
was nisyalid mid their first saw Lavonim oib Lavonim, either in the hour of Lavonim, the mazla of Lavonim, oib tzedek, or else in the hour of tzedek. At the beginning of Teves came out that they saw Lavonim in either the mazla of Lavonim or else the mazla of tzedek. Then when the tchufa comes out in the mazla of tzedek, then it'll be mamish very hot. It'll be miyav sheves, will dry up all the zroyim. Rashi banim Rashi banim minu this yalid moled levona shonisin oy shol teves b'shas levona oy b'shas tzedek. When they first saw the levona, it was one of these mazolas. Like we said, the day travels, there are seven mazolas that keeps on going over and over again. So if they first saw the levona in the mazal of either levona or tzedek, then it'll come out that the tkufas will come out in the tkufas of teves will come out in tzedek. That will mamish be such a heat wave in the world that will dry up all the Israel. Tana Rabbonin, Har Marbo es a ear. Let's say you have an ear that's a circle. The city itself is a circle. So he said.